It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
It's not Sal Licata, it's Pete Hoffman, and we have a very special edition of WFAN Daily, as I have the honor to bring in right now Bellator flyweight champ and PFL, going for the big prize in the PFL, Liz Carmouche. What's up, Liz? How are we doing? I'm fantastic. All right, listen, you just came off a huge victory. You're in the playoffs now. You know, you have a big fight coming up with Santos, you know, the million-dollar prize, all that stuff. Just give me, coming off that big win for you, how does it feel? PFL, this is the first time around for you being in this season. How's it feeling, you know, making the way to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. You know, the pressure is definitely on going into round two. You know, knowing that if I went to decision, I was out of the semifinals, even if it meant that I put on a great performance, I still got the win, that a win didn't guarantee my spot. But, you know, I've been really adamant since I left UFC to make sure I made a statement and I finished all my fights. So that lined up with everything that I try and do. I love the idea that we have to stay active all year round because that's what I do anyway. So at least now I have a goal every time I come back from a fight. It's not like I'm just helping other people get ready or just moseying around, but I have a goal every single time and I love that.
Well, you know, take me through, you know, when you're just at Bellator and, like, you know, you're not sure when the next fight is and when you're going to try to plan to see who you're going to fight compared to this. You're saying you're staying active, but you're always active. Is it frustrating when you're active and you're not really sure when you're going to fight? Where, as this, you know that you have a planned fight coming out in 3 months.
Yeah, it's super frustrating. You know, when I commit myself to the idea that I'm a professional athlete all year round, so I'm trying to stay active and train all the time. But when you go in, you don't know what you're working towards. You don't know when you want to make like your peak performance. There's a time when you're in the best performance to line up for being in ideal shape so that you can go out there perform where you need to. And when you don't know when that is, you're like, I don't know if that's in 9 months or if that's in 2 weeks, and you're trying to line it up correctly. It's really frustrating and difficult to make sure you can go out there and do everything you need to.
Now, August 2nd is the playoffs, so we're a little bit away. Do you give yourself any downtime? I mean, you just fought last week. Do you have any downtime at all, or are you just right back at it?
I would say downtime in the sense that I skipped a practice to have dinner with my wife and son, and that's about it. And then I went and did cardio afterwards. So I wouldn't say like a real stop. Like, I'm not taking the weekend off or anything. I flew back on Friday. I went to the gym Friday night and worked out. And then I went and did the next day. I did a jiu-jitsu seminar. I did a mid session, and I did two cardio sessions. So the wheels never stopped turning.
That's it. That's all you did.
Yeah.
All right. So Liz, you know, you have the Bellator champion, you have the Bellator belt. What's the plan of action with that now? Is this you know, the PFL and Bellator merged? But, you know, is this a separate thing? Is this the million-dollar prize? And then you're going to defend the Bellator belt later on? Like, explain to me how that's all going to work out.
You know, I wish I could explain it. I'm not sure. I know that I haven't seen any mention of, like, the flyweights being able to compete. And I know that for PFL, which I totally understand, I support the idea of us participating in a fight while the season is going on, isn't going to happen, right? One, I don't want to take the risk that I get injured fighting for Bellator to defend my belt, and then I'm no longer eligible to be able to even fight for PFL. and have that million-dollar opportunity. So I know for me, it's really important that I finish the season, concentrate on the success of the season, and then discuss with Bellator what that looks like. If I'm going to be defending both belts, or how something like that would work. But I know as long as the seasons are going on and I'm healthy, I'm able to participate. My concentration is working towards $1 million every time.
Let's go. Now, Liz Carmouche, if you don't know Liz Carmouche, she fought in the first ever women's fight in UFC versus Ronda Rousey. I mean, that was an epic moment, a legendary moment for the UFC, for MMA, women's sports, all that stuff. So I feel like you're someone who I can ask this question to because you've basically seen the rise of women's sports. Caitlin Clark is an athlete. She's coming to the WNBA. She came from college. And the respect, I'm not sure if respect's the word, but the allowing her to come into the league, the acceptance factor, it hasn't been very great as far as the league itself, the players, the teammates and whatnot. The fans love it, but you know, you seeing the rise of women's sport, you know, the rise of women in MMA. Can you explain to me how it was for you, you know, kind of breaking through and being a face of women's MMA for so long and watching that rise?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult, especially when you think about I started in 2010. And as far as women's being able to climb to the top and make a living being a professional athlete, to make more than, you know, a few thousand dollars, it wasn't there. So really, most of the women in MMA at that time, we were just enthusiasts and we were hobbyists, because really you couldn't do this full time. There wasn't the possibility. There wasn't enough opportunities to fight. Even if you were like myself, to let every organization I participated for, hey, I'm ready all year round. You want to call me a 90-day notice, 2-week notice, whatever, I'm your girl, call me. It still wouldn't matter. It's still really difficult at that time. And that's certainly been a change. And I feel like the more acceptance that we get and the more we understand how exciting women athletes are and what they have to offer, the more that you start to see the acceptance and the demand for having women perform. I mean, we watched in the beginning where women weren't mainlining fights. They weren't the main event. Very rarely were they a co-main event, to the point where now, how often do they headline and they're the main event that people are tuning in for? And if they're not the main event, they're what people tune in for, knowing it's going to be exciting and they're giving everything they have.
You know, you've seen the rise, like I said, and it is awesome, amazing to see. And you fought like the faces of, besides you being the face, one of the faces of women's MMA, you fought the other faces, like, you know, obviously Ronda Rousey. You know, you go through Valentina Shevchenko, you go through all the list of Jessica Andrade, all these champions, all these people that, all these women that you fought. Is when you were facing these women, when they were coming up, was it as friendly? Was it as, you know, now it seems like everyone's all buddy-buddy because it's more comfortable, but was it as open-armed when you first started out and going through these fights?
I would say yes and no. I certainly think that there was some level of animosity and unrest that happened. But I've always tried to be as cordial as possible with all my opponents and treat them the way I want to be treated. I mean, you do see the cases where, just like with the men and with the women, where there's blatant animosity and there's a lot of trash talking going into it and backstabbing and things of that nature. But I think for the most part, as women, we were trying to exemplify what we wanted to see in the sport. And we wanted to go out there and give the best face possible, because there wasn't a lot of opportunity for women. We want to make sure that we showed them what it meant to be a female athlete. And so I feel like for the most part, you didn't really see that with women like you do with men or with in other sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to go through some names with you, and I want, you know, you don't have to go long on them, but if I want to give a name and I want to hear your instant reaction of their names. So I'm going to start here. I'll make it easy. Jessica Andrade.
Oh, man. A tough opponent. She's now fought at 135, 125, and 115 and been able to dominate and grow into her strengths, become a phenomenal athlete.
Misha Tate.
Misha is a legend. She's a name that everybody knows at some point and has been a champion multiple times, and is a face that I think everyone acknowledges and knows who she is.
Valentina Shevchenko.
She's the bullet for a reason. She is by far a killer of a legend that I think everybody knows.
Deanna Bennett.
Oh, that come on. That one? Miss No Make Weight. Mistake the advantage by missing weight. I mean, her claim to fame in this career is saying some sexually vulgar things and missing weight. And that's, I don't think, what you want to be known for in the sport.
How about Liz Carmouche?
The champion chaser. You know, it's funny. I trained with Justin Flores yesterday, and he has a board where he has the athletes that he trains with come in and autograph it. Maybe the first or the second session that you train with them. And so this was years ago, and I put champion chaser and just realized that that is who I am, that I was chasing it in the UFC. I was chasing in Strikeforce. I was chasing it into Bellator. And now here I am in PFL doing the same thing. And that's who I am, as somebody who's always trying to be the best in the sport and trying to push myself to new levels, no matter the obstacles in front of me.
Final one, Ronda Rousey.
The reason that women's MMA is where it is today. That simple. Anybody can say she's a one-trick pony. They can say she's known for the trash talking. They can say any negativity, but the reality being is if she didn't put the sacrifices and go out there and didn't have the willingness to put on the makeup, do her hair, talk with all the media, doing the radio networks and the television networks, women's MMA wouldn't have been where it was in the UFC, and it wouldn't be where it is today.
You know, you've seen her go through the ups and downs of like the WWE and stuff like that. Do you think she still holds all that pressure and all that stress from being the first or the best ever at that time, and even today kind of has to walk that walk still?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think that that's something that she still holds on to. I think that if nothing else, because of her being the first champion and the female champion in the UFC, if nothing else, that pressure has been put on her for the rest of her life. And that's difficult. You know, like, yeah, I may participate. It takes two to tango. And I was certainly there with her helping make history. But as her being the winner, she's the one that has to continue with that torch and exemplify what women expect a champion to be for as long as she's alive.
Again, Liz Carmouche joining us right now. And, you know, you have a huge fight coming up in August, like we talked about. Taya Santos. Any idea how you're going to approach this fight? I mean, it's still early on, but like, how soon do you start diving into the, do I get all the tape out of all Talia Santos's fights? Do I start to kind of build my game plan, or are you just kind of still just kind of do basic training right now until you're like getting closer?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about PFL is when we walk out of our fight, once we have the results, we know who our next opponent is immediately. So the moment that I fly back to my gym, we can immediately start game planning. I can talk with my coaches and see if they follow tape, or we get to watch them fight and know stylistically the most recent fight that they have, what they're doing. So it's great that I can start preparing immediately to be in exactly where I need to for this fight.
And who is there anyone that you're worried about fighting ever? Like, I mean, I know the Chevia, everyone's kind of sweating over her right now. They love her. That's the new name that everyone wants to, you know, be whatever. Are you nervous about getting to her at all? You're not even focused on her yet. Let's go through Santos first.
Yeah, you know, I ultimately, of course, like I see her being in the finals, and that's who I'm facing, right? But I feel like Santos is a much more dangerous and a much more troubling opponent than Dakota. So I have to get past her first. I feel like I've faced the most difficult women that are in the tournament. You know, I had Velasquez, then I had Kana Watanabe, and now I have Santos. And I feel like Dakota's course is a much easier course. So I have to get past this hurdle before I can start to face what is ultimately the easiest of the four fights that I would have had.
Now, Liz, you know, it's funny because that you say that you go through this stuff past. And listen, age is nothing but a number. When you get in the cage, everything is different. But, you know, in MMA, it's not easy. You know, we've seen very few fighters like yourself be able to reach this age and be successful like this. You know, you see these young bucks, though. Do you think that at this point in time in the career, you know more than they do, but it's about still being able to produce and being able to be productive in the cage? When you see someone like her that's so young, is it like, oh, I know how to pick her apart? She has no idea what she's ready for. Can you physically do it? Is that the question?
Yeah. So, you know, there's definitely the having all the experience that I have and being in the gym every single day is I'm constantly studying. Like, I've erased childhood memories to replace with martial arts technique, right? That's trumped as being more important. So I feel like I have an encyclopedia of information, but it's a matter of applying it and being able to implement it all the time. And of course, like I said, you have a young, healthy fighter that's coming in. And even if they're inexperienced and they don't have all that information, it doesn't take much MMA to make a mistake that costs you. So as much as I have that, I don't want to stress that I have the answer that's going to finish her until I face her and actually know what everything feels like. And all I've got to do is just know that I have that information, tap into it, and apply it as much as I can.
Liz, a couple more questions before we let you go. Obviously, you know, MMA is just rising. It's still continuing to grow. You know, Conor McGregor is still one of the bigger names in MMA. And yet, you know, he hasn't fought in a while, and he was supposed to fight next week, and his fight got canceled. Is there anyone – are you still locked in on the game itself? Are you just kind of focusing on your fights? Explain to me Liz Carmouche and her if she's a fan of MMA.
Yeah, I'm absolutely a fan of MMA. Absolutely. I mean, to the core, that's how I got into it, was being a fan and being so impressed with the skills. And I try and study – watch the other fights as a fan and truly just study them to see what people are doing correctly, what they're doing incorrectly. Just go out there and just enjoy the fact that there's such great talent and I just have an opportunity to watch it. But at the end of the day, I still think about what I need to do and try and make sure that I'm revising my technique and being the best version of myself. So as much as I'm a fan, if it's 11 o'clock at night and there's fights going on, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. I'm going to make sure that I get the rest that I need so I can wake up and do that 10 a.m. practice and be ready to go and hit the ground with those young 20-year-olds that still went out there and drank and had a good time.
How much the military background has helped you be disciplined, be able to perform at such a high level?
I think it's a huge part. I think understanding how to overcome adversity, understanding how to perform with given absolutely nothing. I mean, especially as a Marine, you're the least funded branch of all of them. So like, hey, we need you to complete this task and here's a roll of duct tape. Good luck. Complete the mission. And you have to find a way, right? And that's something that I've been able to do too. Like I've driven cross country to go to different training camps and pulled over on the side of the road with water bottles and worked out, you know, just to get my workout in. improviser. I'm using my wife because it's COVID. And I need you to hold on to pads for me. And we're going to use a blanket as a mat, and we're going to drill stuff. So I always find a way, right? And that's because of my experience in the Marine Corps, but also understanding the discipline to work and to find that way all the time. It's really easy to make excuses and be like, oh, well, I don't have this, so I'm just not going to do it. But understanding the experiences I had in the Marine Corps, keeping myself honest and keeping myself disciplined all the time, so I am committed to doing what I'm doing.
Final question for you, Liz. If there is one person that you fought that you want a rematch against, or there's one person that you've always wanted to fight and never had the opportunity, who is that person?
You know, I think right now the name that's been popping in everybody's mouth is Alexa Grasso. I think I like that opportunity. I had the opportunity to train with her years ago and see her in the gym, and I feel like she's grown so much that seems super exciting as an opportunity, but also because I like her as a person. And for me, you know, unless I'm trying to dethrone somebody, because I think they're a horrible human being and I don't like what they stand for, I like the chance to fight somebody who I can hug at the end and truly mean the hug and am grateful to have shared the experience. I think the Alexa Grasso, with her talent and as well as who I like her as a person, that's a fight I would love to have.
Now, but that's so confusing to me because, Liz, I mean, I feel like most people that get into the cage, you close the door and they have to put on this different mask of like, I'm a killer now. I have to go out there to destroy my opponent. You're going out there like, I want to be able to hug them at the end. Isn't that like an oxymoron for our sport? No?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you saw my fight with Kana. I was still trying to knock her out, but I was so quick at the end to hug her because I had so much honor and respect for who she is as a person, as an athlete. But once that fight was done and the bell rang, it was turn that switch off. And it was so easy and quick to turn it off and just see somebody that was in pain and somebody that was sad because they knew what that meant by losing the fight. I can very quickly turn it off. It's very easy for me to turn it on. Like, hey, that the moment that door closes and they say go, it's on, let's go. And the moment that bell rings, I can easily turn it off and walk out there and just be grateful for the experience we had.
Well, that's awesome. That's amazing. Liz Carmouche, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for the time. I appreciate it. Best of luck in August. We'll hope to see you in the finals. And honestly, just thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you. Again, and listen, I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much to Liz Carmouche. Thank you for everyone who tuned in. Again, this is another episode of WFAN Daily. Pete Hoffman filling in. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you, and we'll see you guys next time.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.